All right. Here we go. Here we go. All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And good evening, good early evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to another exciting episode, episode 2, I might add, of Late for the Party, the show. Welcome to Late for the Party, the show, episode 2 of season 3 on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the modern marvel. That's right, you guys. Oh, man. We are going to have a blast today because we are going to talk about the rise of the beat-em-ups, and we're going to be talking about us video game fanatic, us a fighting game fanatic myself, all the updates that I just like had to go over like the last couple of nights off of watching a update and everything that popped up, you know. But either way, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about them all. This is going to be an action-packed episode, y'all. Get ready, sit back, relax, eat some popcorn, do whatever you do. We're going about to get into it right now, though. But either way, like, please like, comment, share, subscribe to the podcast and support it. Also, check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. You can listen to the podcast on all podcasting listening pleasure. Well, either way, all 10 platforms. Either way, you guys. I don't know. I'm a little buzzed off of my coffee right now. Also, I'm on Instagram Live right now as we speak. While we do my podcast, I might ho-hop from TikTok and whatnot in the process. But while we get into it, oh my gosh, it's going to be so awesome. I can't wait to talk about this. So, right now, for those who might be playing video games or not, but this is the cool part about everything that's going on in the fighting game arena right now, that we have got updates for not only, well, most of the fighting games that are popped up over the last year, but we've got Street Fighter update. We got Street Fighter's update coming up for their new we got their update for their new patches and everything, which comes out on June 28th. But honestly, that's not what I want to talk about, but that is a good thing. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I wasn't really on Street Fighter V like that because, you know, I was slightly disappointed in what happened with Street Fighter V. But either way, but I'm glad that they're actually updating it and doing whatever they can to make everything pretty much good for Street Fighter V in general. So, with the new combos that that every character is getting, the new gameplay mechanics, also with the cell shading, you can change how the game looks with cell shading, which honestly I feel like I think that's what they were really trying to go for in the beginning of Street Fighter V, but they decided to go the route that they did, which honestly I think would have been probably better if they went cell shaded in general. So, you know, I think that was the role that they were going to do for Street Fighter V, which honestly, for how their V triggers looks and everything, and how the little splash looks on how most of the characters are, I think that was the route that they were should have went, honestly. And, you know, and also that little filters thing, I don't know, the filter one looked a little, doesn't look good. But also, they're getting new costume colors for, like, their tracksuits and whatnot. And I'm like, all right, cool. Look, I'm not knocking it. It's not in my wheelhouse, but I'm happy that they're bringing it. I'm happy that they're bringing it to the table. Which, honestly, I feel like how Street Fighter V's fighting mechanics was a little bit more slower than, like, playing anything like their previous games, honestly. You know, wasn't as hard-hitting as, like, all the current games are. I mean, Street Fighter V's fighting mechanics, to me, was almost the equivalent to how Guilty Gear's fighting mechanics. They're slow, but they're hard-hitting. Kind of like on some Sam Show shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, Samurai Showdown, like, if you miss, or unless you're, like, spamming fireballs right and left, and that was the whole premise that Street Fighter was trying to get away from, which was just spamming fireballs until you hit or defeated the enemy. But, I don't know, I feel that now, they're doing all of this at the last moment of Street Fighter V until they finally come out with Street Fighter VI. I mean, which is cool, and, you know, I can't complain, I can't knock it. It's definitely something to look at in the near future. I'm pretty excited for that, so... Oh, man, it's going to be so freaking cool when we get the other stuff that I'm about to talk about. Because not only, and here we go, we're getting to the nitty-gritty of everything right now. Ooh, it's going to be so good. Okay, so not only we're getting, well, what should I talk about first? Should I talk about KOF or should I talk about freaking Guilty Gear? Well, since I did mention Guilty Gear in the last segment, in the last part of Street Fighter. So, oh man, oh my gosh, it's gonna be so cool. Hold on. Woo! It's gonna be so cool. Hold on, give me a second, because I'm a little buzzing right now. But either way, whew, this is some bomb-ass coffee. Let me wet my whistle on this one. Okay, so over the weekend, I just stumble over the whole, like, you know, just since I'm a fighting game head, I love fighting games. I love beat-em-ups. Rise of the beat-em-ups, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to talk about so much stuff that are going on in fighting games and beat-em-up games, you know. But jeez, how do you hit us with the greatness of Guilty Gear? And honestly, Guilty Gear Strive has been probably the most beautiful, like, the greatest looking, like, graphics ever to me. Like, it's always a cut above most fighting games, and most, like, it never goes wrong. Like, even back in the day, Guilty Gear's, like, graphics was, like, the best. You know, the most unheard of fighting game franchise had the best looking graphics, bar none. But I mean, in as far as we've gotten with fighting games in general, and then we get Guilty Gear Strive, it's dope as hell, loving it. But then we get their season pass. I mean, we get Dickinson, we get freaking Happy Chaos, we get Bay of the Year. We get the waifu of the year to return. Biken, the one-armed, one-eyed, the one-armed, one-eyed samurai is dope as hell in her glory. Oh my gosh, so, so cool. And we get one of the Valentines. We get Jacko. So, am I missing somebody out of that bunch? Oh, one more person. Last DLC character, which comes out on the 28th. We finally get back Testament. We get back Testament, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh. Oh, do you know how, like, I was, like, when I used to play Guilty Gear, when I was introduced to Guilty Gear, I was playing Double X of Guilty Gear 2, where Testament was the sub-boss, but Dizzy was the final boss. And I always got mad playing Testament because he was hard as hell. But he was fun as fuck when you got a chance to play him. But then right after that, he was gone. He was gone. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And the funny part with him is that, you know, he looked androgynous. He had that flair, but I didn't care. He was dope as hell. Like, the designs of freaking Guilty Gear has always, like, been a step above most fighting games. Next to, like their drip has always been dope as hell. You know, it was futuristic. It was obviously leather in some cases, but the drip game was cool. But when we finally get Testament's ass, oh my gosh. When I saw the trailer for Testament for Guilty Gear Strive, keep in mind, we haven't had Testament in years. You know what I'm saying? In years. So seeing him come back, I mean, he looks on the Marilyn Manson look, you know, has the little top hat, got the little, I think it's something a girl wear, and then he has a little long skirt, but look, I don't care. It looks clean. It looks clean as hell. Testament was my boy when I was able to play him back in the day, and man, I, like, look, you drop dimes like that on a game for cats who's been playing the game, and, you know, they just take away the character for years, you know. And keep in mind, Testament's been a fan favorite in my eyes. I've always been a fan favorite. I was always one of my go-to characters playing. But then, you know, he deviates, he disappears for a while, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Whoo, man. Testament, boy. I mean, just with the scythe, the elegant Grim Reaper. I mean, it just looks so clean. I can't wait. Can't wait on the 28th. I will get on my Twitch, too, and actually jump on and get some gameplays and everything. Oh my god, that is just so freaking dope. And the thing is, it's like, fighting games in general, you know, the shelf life on fighting games, you have to bring that wow. You gotta bring that oomph. You gotta bring that goodness of, like, you know, you can't disappoint us, Street Fighter V. I mean, you gotta screw up just to finally, you know, get on the wagon and be like, okay, now we made the mistake, now we're cleaning it up. No. You gotta come out the box. You gotta come out the block smoking, like my dad always said. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come out the block smoking. Straight out. You know, you can't just drop, you know, you bring out the game, then you don't do nothing for a while. You know, you got to give us some gems here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want your shelf life to continue on, you got to give us something, which I'm going to talk about in a couple of episodes. I mean, in this whole episode. So, whew, Testament, boy. I just can't wait to see what, like, if season two, and obviously we're going to get a season two for Guilty Gear Strive. But jeez, man, Testament. So that means if it's a possibility, we could get other characters like Cliff, you know, Bridget, Zappa. I mean, they're all there. So, you know, I like characters who come back that we haven't seen in a while. If for Guilty Gear Strive to do that, I am looking forward to seeing what the future holds for Guilty Gear. So straight out. Oh man. Oh gosh, this is so cool. All right, let me hit this coffee one more time for the one more. Now, We are also coming in with the update for a new game that just came out not that long ago, y'all. Which was also KOF. KOF 15. I think KOF might be the best fighting game for this year, depending on how DNF looks. And, you know, DNF is no pushover. Keep in mind, I'm waiting for DNF. I played the beta, yeah, but also played the beta the same time as KOF. And playing KOF right now, oh, it's so beautiful. It's a beautiful game. KOF 15 has got to be one of the best fighting games I'm playing right now. So, and also we get the update, and also getting the new team of the classic Garou, Mark of the Wolves team, a.k.a. Gato, B-Jeanette, and everybody's fan favorite, Rock Howard, okay? Bastard son of Geese Howard. But then everybody didn't notice that, you know, their update comes in March, which is cool. Comes in March, which, not their update, but, you know, their DLC drops in March, which everybody should have got around, like, this week or last week. But here's the beauty about it. Then Team Southtown, which is Geese's daddy's crew, he comes out in May. So, nice little gap, you know? It's like, okay, you got a nice little gap. Gap between, so nothing going on in April, right? There's something going on in April. And if anybody watched YouTube, which, I mean, and anybody found out, somebody hit me up and dropped a dime on me. And it's weird. I don't know why I'm getting a lot of dimes dropped in my location about, like, hey, guess what just dropped in, on fighting games in general. Hey, I'm loving it. Send me all that info. I'm digging it. You know what I'm saying? Cool beans. We're getting Omega Rugal, the most infamous villain in KOF history. Probably the worst boss you would ever want to fight in fighting game history. Probably the worst, hardest boss to ever play. All right? And most of the bosses you would ever want to fight up against, like you do not want to ever fight up against, is mostly KOF bosses. But Rugal? Omega Rugal? At that? He is a playable character. The trailer for Rugal was so awesome. I was livid. Not even livid. I was stoked. Like, you couldn't tell me for a second, like, this isn't happening. This is not happening right now. This is actually happening. We are getting God, I should call him God Rugal, because not only that, he's a beast when you fight up against him. When he's a beast when you can play him. So, Omega Rugal is there. He's badass. The trailer was clean as a whistle. Oh my god, I couldn't wait to. And then he drops in April. Drops April 14th, I believe? Somewhere in that aspect. And it's free. Also, they give you the most coolest thing. Like, they're adding what do they usually call when it kind of like a survival mode and your time attacks and all that. But it's a boss battle. It's a boss battle against Omega Rugal, but he is beefed up, godly, just, you might as well just call him God Rugal at this point, because in this one mode, boss battle mode, you fight him at the hardest level that they're going to throw at you. But if you beat him, miraculously, if you're able to beat him, you get some shit. You get the updates, you get the costumes, you get new board, you get a board, you get the new stage. And I like that. I miss that about video games. When you beat the game, you get rewards. Like, you get a costume, you get an extra character. But I mean, now we're beyond those days of, like, you know, now we're at DLC. But I'm actually happy about that, though. That's actually cool. I don't mind stuff like that. And they're giving you something to, like, okay, you beat this boss at the hardest level you possibly can, and you get a reward. You get rewards for it. Capcom, what is wrong with you guys? Keep in mind, even though SNK has been right on the heels of Capcom in the fighting game aspect, but I appreciate what SNK has done for their games in general, which I'm actually happy that they're giving you rewards for playing your games. And not only that they're doing that, but they're bringing out heaters. You come out with Team Garo, then you drop the notes of Team Southtown in the process. And in the middle of that, you give us God Rugal. I mean, I call him God Rugal. It's Omega Rugal, but oh my gosh, y'all. And we're getting a story mode. And we're getting another story mode. So, that's even better, man. They're just, I mean, and man, can't wait, bruh. I can't wait. It just feels good to be a fighting game head again, man. Like, I love shit like that. I want to go to Evo and go to the tournaments and stuff like that. That was always my 1-2 punch of being a fighting game head and, like, a beat-em-up cat, like a beat-em-up gamer and everything, like Streets of Rage. Even Streets of Rage 4 is getting updates. I'm serious. They need to drop another DLC. They need to drop another DLC. But I think more or less right now, the problem is that their focus right now is getting ready for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Which, honestly, I must say about that too. Oh my gosh. Shredder's Revenge has got to be the cleanest fight, I mean, a cleanest beat-em-up I'm seeing coming out of Dotemu's cabinet right now, next to Streets of Rage 4. But then also, what makes more entertaining is that you get to finally play, not only you get to play April O'Neil, which is dope, and you get to play Master Splinter. None of us has ever played Master Splinter in any beat-em-up or video game of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He's always the one getting rescued. Which, honestly, to me, was interesting, because how is the master getting rescued and his kids are all, and his students are always saving him? Now, that's not the case. We finally get to see, and I know this is older, but I never really got a chance to talk about it, because I was, you know, when you're doing seasons, when you're on, I was wanted to talk about this on season 2, but there was just so much shit I was doing, I just had to, like, skip it, and I wanted to do an actual video game episode to talk about stuff like this. But you get to be Splinter and April O'Neil. Man, if they drop Casey Jones in this, man, it's gonna be off the hook. Rise of the Beat-em-ups, y'all. Next to fighting games, I was always a beat-em-up. I was always into beat-em-ups, which is like the side-scrolling brawler games. Final Fight, Streets of Rage, always been my 1-2 punch. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was always known for their beat-em-ups. And, like, everybody who had a PlayStation, or not a PlayStation, but a Super Nintendo, which was Turtles in Time, or they went to the arcade. They've either played the arcade games of the Ninja Turtles, and there you have it. Then we're finally getting one on console. But then also, here's another thing. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all the brawler games and their fighting games are all going to be on a collection called the Cowabunga Collection. So that means all the tournament fighters from all platforms, from Super Nintendo, Nintendo, and Genesis, is all going to be on this as well. So not only you get the original arcade game of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you get the arcade game of Turtles in Time, also the SNES version of Turtles in Time. You also get Genesis's version of the arcade game, Hyperstone Heist. And you get the original NES version and the arcade version of the of NES, which was the original Nintendo. And you get the Game Boy versions as well. The Fall of the Foot Clan, all of that. They're dropping gems on you. Like, dude, like, talk about retro goodness. Like, and all this dropping in the middle of, like, over the summer. Which you can't beat right now. Oh my gosh, this is going to be, this summer is going to be nothing but fighting games and beat-em-ups. Oh my gosh. It's hard to do a Twitch. It's really hard to do a Twitch. I can't. It's like, because half the time I'm going to be enthralled in playing a game and I'm not going to worry about a damn camera because I'm like, I'm going to be humming, concentrating, and everything on trying to get through all those missions by myself. And if they have co-op, which I'm pretty sure they are, maybe to where you can do, like, you know, I wonder, like, I gotta look back on that if they have, like, if the Cowabunga Collection can play with other people, like, whoever may have it. But either way, because if you could play all four, but not all of them could play with four of them, especially, like, the Super Nintendo and the Sega Genesis versions of the arcade game. No, I don't think so. But the arcade version, the original arcade version, yes, you could. Mmm. So much goodness, man. What can I say, man? Woo, man, I've been throwing out some heaters. Am I missing anything else? Oh, then DNF. DNF is coming out pretty soon, too. We already had the trailer for Ghost Blade, and we're getting another trailer around June. I think the game itself comes out in June in general, so... But, oh my gosh, it's gonna be bonkers right now, man. Video game fanatic, here we go. Oh my god, the rise of the beat-em-ups, yes! Oh man, it's a good day to be a video game head. Still waiting for Skate on Streets of Rage 4, you guys. One of these days, y'all gonna drop him. I don't care. Bring him out as a new character. But either way. Ooh, damn. I almost got like not a minute left. Well, let me end this segment of the episode. So either way, I must still continue on TikTok talking about some things. But either way, you guys, this is Late for the Party, the show, episode 2 of season 3 on Anchor FM, you guys. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast and all 10 platforms of social media and all your podcasting pleasure. Also, check out all the cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, you guys. And please give a like, comment, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a foe, let everybody know about the podcast. So either way, you guys, I am your host once again. And as always, you're right on time when you're late for the party.